After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
You're tuning into the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Hello, AfterBuzzers, and welcome to the after show for the Real Housewives of Orange County. Tonight, we'll be discussing everything from judgy eyes and Tahitian skies.
That's a good one.
You
that's
said that so one. Well.
I usually hate on some of the names. This one was good. I'm your host, Grant Winter, and tonight, a full panel here.
Ladies,
love that. Whooping it up.
Yes.
That's right.
We're ready to whoop it up.
That is right.
Hey, everybody. My name is Christy Olsen. I didn't realize that was a segue introduction.
Yeah, okay. We're moving it up.
Yeah, that's right.
We're having fun over here.
But you know, you can always chat with us using hashtag ABTVRHOC on the Twitter and tweet me directly at Christy Reports.
Yeah. And I'm Allison Dean over here. And I'm also in the chat right now. So if you want to chat
jump
it up.
Jump on in.
Jump on in. You can find me everywhere at the Allison Dean.
And I am Blake V, and you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Blake V Media.
What? Yes. I don't even know your last name, Blake. I've never heard
That's
it.
Right.
I don't.
She's like a superhero.
The other day.
I am. She's
I bet
a superhero.
She has one.
Keep
but
it incognito.
V.
That's right.
Let's talk about this party tonight, this game night. I had a problem with this game night.
Let's hear it, Grant.
First of all, the theme, they had like little sweet tarts like around a table, and they said it's supposed to be like
Candyland.
Rainbow.
Yeah, and they had the paper bags of the different colors. I thought it was a lame theme. It didn't translate at all to the party. And the games were, you know, they had those two weirdo game guys who were like doing, they were pulling the names out of the hat or whatever they
like
were doing.
Like the game masters.
Yeah. It just seemed stupid to me. We've seen a lot of games played on the Housewives, a lot of game nights. Sometimes people are called a slut pig at these nights. Ooh. Sometimes things get crazy throughout the franchise. And this
that was
one,
my favorite one.
Yes, yeah, me too. And this one was just kind of like, okay, these two buffoons are going to try to play the marriage game. So I wasn't too into the theme, but it was an interesting turn of events. What did you think? What were your impressions?
It just got as far as judgy. That's all. Mm-hmm. We got to judgy. We didn't get slut pig, but
no,
we got
we didn't.
Judgy.
I wish.
That's right. The level was a little more muted. Yeah, this time. Yeah, you know, I felt like this party was kind of like womp womp. You know, I feel like normally we're used to seeing a lot more drama, a lot more action, a lot more just kind of mixing it up at these whoop it up parties. This was certainly no whoop it up kind of a party. Vicky left first.
Yes.
All the ladies kind of trailed out. Shannon was offended. She had to leave. Everyone left. And then it just dwindled down to Megan and Heather were the last two mm-hmm. ladies standing. So, you know, it was interesting because I feel like we're used to so much more with these ladies. Mm-hmm. And this season it's been a little less than when it comes to kind of their group gatherings, I mm-hmm. feel like.
I think they're all on their best behavior.
They truly
and
are.
And it's, I mean, that's good for them, for their own personas, but not for TV.
Not for us.
No. The whole night, I think the whole game thing, it could have been nixed entirely. We've seen enough game nights, like you said.
Yeah.
They just needed it to set up this whole Meg and Jim thing. That's mm-hmm. all it was. And all it ended up being worthy of. And when there's no fight, I mean, it's just sort of the whole thing seems pointless, right? We don't want to just watch these women sit around and play a game.
Right. Or even, like, any sort of good conversation. Like, I feel like there was zero conversation in this whole game. Mm-hmm. It was like, you know, it was purely them answering questions, them having sort of back and forth as couples. But there was really no, like, group interaction.
True.
Did anybody else feel that way? And this whole kind of Jim and Megan thing, too, is interesting because, you know, everyone made such a deal about Jim not being there, which I understand. If you're doing a couples thing, it makes sense to have.
it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
You know, be a couple and have your...
She was a couple with Heather.
She was. And Terry wasn't there, and people didn't make a deal with that.
Or they didn't show us that.
True. Very
true. Maybe.
And Megan was hosting it, but at the same time, you know, if she got last-minute news that Jim couldn't be there or whatever the case may be, I mean, I don't think it's, like, against the law to not have your person. It right. should be okay.
Yeah, just go ahead and do the couple's night as it is. It wasn't a huge big deal. Right. Now, there was a dark cloud in the room, and Shannon seemed to be a little upset about different things, where she was about to cry when her husband, during that stupid newlywed game, was like was saying that she was now less romantic than she was when they first started. And of course, she put he's much more. So that was a huge moment for her where she was getting emotional. And we kind of all had a reaction of like, negative again. Like, we've seen it now.
We've heard enough.
Yeah,
I know.
Yeah.
God, and poor Shannon. I just feel like I hope it's editing because I don't want her to be this sad all the time. I feel like she's just sad all the time.
She is. Yeah.
Yes. And everything is like negative or a problem or she like has issues and I don't like that can't be. So I'm hoping it's there's more to her story.
She's got too many sprays and tinctures for all that. So I don't believe it. You know, actually something that Michael Horn just pointed out in chat, he said that I think Tamara and Heather probably agreed to come back only if they got better edits. And I bet because Shannon was more of a newbie, I'm sure they really are showing us a lot more of that.
Yeah.
Just, I don't know. Just like the sad edits.
Well, now Shannon is so in the mode of sharing all this. I'm sure at first it was hard to be putting all of this on camera. But now they've gone there. They've gone there and back and back again and around the world. I mean, she's laying it all out on the line. So anytime she has one thought or one thing that's upset, she's not keeping any of it in anymore. We're seeing it all, and it is starting to be too much.
Well, she's always said that she is going into this being her most authentic self and being as unedited as possible. So that's how her mind is with going into this. She wants it all out there because she thinks that's what's going to fix this marriage. Where mostly, of course, on reality TV, it's the opposite. And we've had this discussion numerous times. But when it comes to the edits, I think Tamara and Vicky are pretty, like, ride or die with this series. Like, Vicky said they'd have to kill her off for her not to do the show. So I don't know, like, this. But, I mean, I don't, and, like, frankly, I don't know if Tamara has the best edits either. I don't know if that's,
well, this season, she's not getting a whole lot this season is the thing. Like, right now, we haven't really seen anything too dangerous from her, you know? I mean, in the sense of the context of, like, what we've seen in previous seasons with her, where historically, you know, you're getting a lot of zingers from her where you're like, oofta, you know, like,
and just
Andy Cohen can, like, really mash together a lot of goodness with Tamara,
And this, for those a Tamara montage.
Not so much this
for the
season.
Reunion.
No, it's all like, it's all good.
But remember, there was a lot of talk at the end of last season that Tamara had been so diabolical that the other ladies didn't want her back. And that what she was put through because of her own behavior, she didn't even want to come back. So I think maybe that's just more so Tamara making the decision to be a little bit more even keeled and to not stir things up so much. I definitely don't think that it's them saying like, okay, we'll try to make you look nicer, Tamara.
Yeah, I don't know.
They're getting paid way too much money to be calling any shots.
Right.
Like, they take their paychecks and that's it.
Well, speaking of shots, there was a discussion about Botox with these ladies. And Megan has a wrinkle that I didn't see. And, you know, we had Megan here in the studio, and she looked great. And I didn't notice anything.
Very wrinkle-free.
Yeah, very wrinkle-free.
Yeah, I didn't see one wrinkle on her.
Of course, she's probably had the Botox.
Because
that was a long time ago. Okay. But
she got rid of that wrinkle.
Yeah, that one.
Still looking good.
The half a wrinkle that was on her,
But you know what? It's a slippery slope, and this stuff is dangerous. And there are a lot of ladies around her age, I'm almost her age too, in LA that don't look good because they've had way too much done. And it's one of those things that you do a little bit, and it looks a little better, and you think maybe a little more, look even a little more better, and it's just why even open those doors when you look like that?
Is 32
don't bother, girl.
Is 32
I personally think yes.
Yeah. I mean,
but maybe no.
So here's the thing.
We're not asking for any confessions, ladies.
It's not,
no, we're not. No.
It's not really my forte at all. Like, I'm personally quite horrified to inject botulism inside my body.
Oh, I would do it. I'm okay, just saying,
so,
I'd be 32.
So Blake's on board.
I would do it.
Yeah, no, it freaks me out. But I have friends that do it, and they are 30. So, yeah, you know, I don't know.
Yeah, it's hard. I think with that, preventative is like a strong word. I don't know that it really needs to be preventative. I think that's more so when you need it, get it. Mm-hmm. There's other things that could be preventative, like, you know, facials, right, and like eye creams and things.
Yeah.
But when it comes to, you know, but when it comes to Botox, that's really like correcting an issue that's already there, mm-hmm, I feel like.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Stay out of the sun.
Right. There you go. Some sunblock. Preventative.
So mission accomplished.
So while they were having this discussion about Botox, we saw that Shannon Howe is now labeled with having judgy eyes. Do you think she has judgy eyes? Where do you think this comment really came from? Everything seemed to be going pretty well.
I was just glad we didn't have to hear the phrase evil eye be brought back up on this series again, because I don't ever have to go there again with Brooks and Tamara.
Yep.
But now it's judgy eyes. Right. I mean, I could sort of see where she was giving Megan a look.
Yeah.
She was giving her a look for sure.
I feel you on that. I was noticing the look. I mean, there are sometimes when people are just giving you that look where they're staring into your soul and not in a, like, compassionate way. Yeah, exactly. And I feel like that's probably what Megan was receiving was, you're looking at me like, you are not okay with anything I'm saying.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, I think Shannon has judgy eyes, judgy thoughts.
Yeah.
Judgy
judginess.
Yeah.
See, I think that Vicky has very judgy eyes.
Oh, she
and
does.
We saw that in the second half of the episode where she was like, she had grilling Megan about her relationship, everything, and she was really giving her the look.
Yeah.
She even had like the head tilted, like, I'm not buying anything.
Vicky
you're
can
selling.
Be very judgy too.
Oh, yeah.
Let's not get it twisted. It's not only Shannon. I mean, all the women have their moments, but Vicky can also be very, very judgy as well.
Yeah, she's usually just expressing it all in her words. She doesn't have to put any of it out in her eyes.
Right. She's speaking she's so just, much, she doesn't even matter.
You.
Yeah.
She's just telling you.
So we got a glimpse at another marriage counseling session, and the counselor seemed to kind of not be too into it to me. I was kind of questioning if she was like felt that they could get past this. She seemed to kind of not in a way take David's side, but I don't know. It's just she seemed to mention that David didn't want to do it. He was being honest, and Shannon's still bitching too much. Basically, the Cliff Notes version of the scene.
I think that happens a lot with relationship therapists, because I feel like it's this. When you get a fresh couple, like a fresh situation, you know, there's only so much you can share. There's only so much wisdom you can impart. And it's kind of like, this is what you have to do to get past it. You've got to do these things. And then if you don't, it is what it is. And I feel like they've probably been at it now for a little while, and the therapist is probably like, okay, I've told you what to do, I've given you time to do it, and you've not done it, or it's not coming to the point where it should be.
Right.
And so now she's got to play a little hardball.
It's
like, okay, look, now, before it was like kid gloves, and it was like, oh, sensitive, okay, I'm helping you, you guys are wounded, let's get the healing going. But now it's like, come on, people, you got to step it up. We can't be here all day.
I think you're absolutely right.
For the rest of our lives.
For the rest of our lives.
Yeah.
It's true, because it's people's lives you're dealing with. So it's like, you know, some people just need a little slap, you know, just to get going, whether it's in a good way or a bad way, like whether they stay together or separate with any couple, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's just really like, it was to that point.
Well, again, an odd sentiment for someone who's getting paid to be there, but I think you're right, though. And her point seemed to be, too, like, if David didn't want to be at the counseling, then it's not going to work. Mm-hmm. Like, if he's not going to be there with an open heart and want to speak about the issues, then...
Then
what
just
is it gonna
divorce.
Do?
Then just divorce if he doesn't want it. Like, if
we're
he
getting
really
there,
wants,
guys. I think we're getting
I
there.
I know. I mean, if he really is that serious about saving the marriage, and then he won't, you know, say, I'm all in when it comes to counseling, then what are you going to do?
Yeah, where
then
did
what's
you go
the
from
point?
There?
That's true.
But I can totally understand where Shannon's coming from by saying that she thinks of this affair 50 times a day, and then understanding where the counselor's saying, like, look, you can't keep bringing this up to him every single time.
It's true.
And the look on her face, like, she felt, like, panicked. So in her mind, she probably feels like she's, like, trapped with these thoughts. So I can see both sides of it.
Yeah, and the therapist actually brought up a valid point where she said, Shannon, if you're having these thoughts, you are not at a place to discuss it with David alone. Remember she said that?
And that's
that
very good. That's yes. good advice.
Like, hold the thoughts in until you have a mediator, until you're at counseling, yep. until you're at a way where at a place where it can be discussed in a healthy, productive, effective way instead mm-hmm. of just, like, nagging at each other or whatever their process is so far.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that's got to be incredibly difficult to do.
Yeah.
Of course.
Oh, my God. Could you imagine? I mean, that's mm-hmm. part of the reason why I think, you know, separating is the answer, because it's like, well, how could you sit and look at someone's face and have these feelings inside just bubbling up, waiting till you get to counseling? Like, yeah. man, that would be just
when
so
she
hard.
Laid it all out, you guys, and was like, he doesn't know what it's like to have a spouse who's been with someone else. I mean, does that
we
just
were
sort
thinking
of
you should go do that, Shannon.
Bag of
I know a little bit, like a little. It was a no. bit. It was a bit of a vengeful thought. I think is what it was. She.
I'm just
she
kidding,
maybe
people.
Has
I'm just kidding. I'm kidding everyone.
She would like.
They're like, oh my god, Allison.
She would like lose so much self respect in herself, and she'd
no.
Blame
it, it would not work.
Everything.
Yeah. Yes. She couldn't handle it.
She couldn't handle it.
Instead
no.
of well, and instead of revenge at that level, just don't be with the person that hurt you. Mm-hmm. Bottom line, like. I mean, and it's horrible because it's your husband and you have kids. And I mean, I can't even imagine how devastating the whole situation is with kids and everything. But it's not productive for right. anyone.
I wonder if it would have behooved her to, like, go on some sort of an eat, pray, love type adventure. But, like, for a very compressed amount of time, you know, after... Even now, I mean, whenever. Like, mm-hmm. she should just go and just be with herself for mm-hmm. 2 weeks.
I don't think she can yeah. enjoy herself.
I think right she could. Anything. I think so, she could. Yes.
I want to see her have a little fun in
she
life.
She should take that yeah. big bottle of Grey Goose that Heather brought to
yes.
the game party.
I liked that party favor.
Yes.
I just think she needs to, like... they seem to be doing okay now. I mean, we can talk about that in news and gossip, but... I don't know. It just, I feel like she just needed to be with herself a little bit and kind of get back to why she loves him and all these things. And it's hard to, I think, focus on that when you're staring at the person, and when you see that person, all you're thinking is all the negative stuff. Whereas yeah. when you're removed from the situation and you have time to process and kind of really think, oh my God, I can't live without this person. That's when you can come back to it all and be on a different playing field.
I can live without this person.
Yeah. Or that yes. too, yeah.
And
or admit, that too, yeah.
And admit to yourself that you've done everything you can mm-hmm. to salvage this and yeah. to be the best person and best yes. wife or best husband you can be.
And right. your mm-hmm. sanity and your emotions mean more to you and the well-being mm-hmm. of your children than right. to yeah. be so frazzled and sad and just upset all, the,
all
time.
The time.
Because you've got to know that kids notice all of this.
Sure
kids,
thing. Yep.
Kids are right there with all of that.
Absolutely.
So, it's hard. Mm-hmm. It's very hard.
Well,
very tough.
She did get a chance to break away from it all by going to Tahiti.
Tahiti!
So let's talk wonderful.
Yeah, what were your impressions of that? I didn't care for the hotel they stayed at. I keep leading with these negatives. But I didn't care for the hotel, but everything else was nice.
Grant, what side of the bed did you wake up on this morning?
And I will go on a glass bottom boat any day of the week. So I'm jealous. I want to do that.
That's like on
my list, like for sure. That will be happening coming up. But anyway, what did you think of it? What did you think of Tahiti and the whole trip?
I think so. I mean, we haven't even scratched the surface of Tahiti. Yeah. So I think it's going to definitely get some... It's going to get juicier next week.
It will.
It was whatever. I mean, you know, Shannon got sick on the first night. So that was unfortunate because that's... I mean, Vicky was right. You're like, get sick on the last night.
On day six. Yeah.
Not day one.
I know, and that's the worst, too. Like, you've traveled this whole way. You're somewhere beautiful. Like, you don't want to be sick.
Hell.
But, you like, know, the worst thing that can
not
happen.
Not only that, but you don't want to be sick and, like, coughing up weird colored things.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
because she never really said, she kept saying, I'm coughing, I'm sick. But she never said, I don't feel well, or I have a headache or a pain, or I feel fatigued.
True.
There was no, you aren't sick. You're just coughing. And she just kept saying, I'm sick, and I have to go to bed. No, you just cough some stuff up. Like, you were traveling, there's heights and altitudes and things, and
Chrissy's
drink
like
some
Vicky.
Water. You're
just
like,
sick.
Get with
Whoop
it. You're like, change the climate. You were fine.
Yeah,
you're fine.
Give us some Grey Goose.
Yeah, there you go.
The only one who had an upset stomach was Tamara because she had to go to the bathroom.
She had some bad eggs.
Legit emergency.
That is a very legit emergency.
And then she was right back out shopping.
Oh, yeah. You know? Just had to take care of some business.
Oh, yeah, that shopping excursion was... Oh, la
interesting.
La.
Ooh,
open
yes.
desk. Can open worms everywhere.
Yeah. Everywhere.
One yeah. thing I love the most about Vicky is her endurance with and her constant reminder to let people know that she's a worker bee.
Yeah.
And I went back, I mentioned earlier in the season, I went back and watched all the not every episode, but a lot of the previous episodes of the season, and I was looking for a specific clip of Vicky when she was talking about Jim Bellino, and she was saying, I don't know, what does he do? Does he work? Does he work? I don't know, what does he do? Does he work? And it was just like a natural thing.
Remember that
thing.
Exact
yes.
moment.
And I'm trying to find that. So if you know where I can find that clip, Grants _ Rants. But I'm dying to find that clip. And then I have like gifts of her going, does he work? So I love that she spent this episode talking about, do you have a paying job? Like a real job that brings in money? Could you call your husband if you were about to make a big purchase? So I want to know, I assume all of you are in relationships or married. So what's it like with you and your purchases and your relationships?
Before we even talk about that, though, I thought that this was an opportunity for Shannon and Megan to kind of come together on some level because they really could commiserate on this. And so I thought that that was like a lost opportunity in a way for the two of them to tell Vicky to shut up. Mm-hmm. And it surprised me that, well, if it happened, we don't know because they didn't show it to us.
But. Right, and I feel like there was even a moment where Megan was kind of defending Shannon.
Yeah, a little bit.
In the store, where when they were both kind of saying, like, well, no, like, you're a mother, and a mother is a very tough job on its own, and blah, blah, blah. And then Vicky goes, oh, no, I'm talking about a paying job, you know, very quickly. But Megan was kind of defending Shannon and saying, like, well, you know, I don't work, but also Shannon doesn't work, and Shannon has kids. We all have kids that we're taking care of and stuff. So there was kind of, yeah, that glimmer of opportunity to kind of come together, but it didn't quite materialize.
Didn't quite happen, did it?
Didn't quite happen.
Not so much. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, it's obviously interesting to hear these women who are affluent and who, you know, things... They've access
They're
to things.
They're filthy rich, Allison. Yeah.
So, you know, it's obviously interesting to hear when one of them's like, yeah, my threshold is 10 grand before I need to call hubby. Right. And then, you know, my threshold is 1 grand before I need to call hubby. Yeah. You know, I mean, and every relationship is different. So the rules between two people are the rules between two people.
Very true.
And certainly I'm no one to judge someone else's whatever makes your relationship work. Hey.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I mean, you know, I'm sure we all have an opinion on this. I'm a working lady. I do a lot of work. So
Vicky would like you.
She would love me. Vicky, girl, right here. A working lady.
Wait, would she like me?
She would love me. She would love. Love, love, love. So, you know, so I'm used to spending my own money, you know? But if I were in a position to be taken care of, I gotta be honest, I might like that. You know? So these women who are in positions to have that be an option for them, you know, it's like, can you really slight them? I don't know. It's tough because, you know, I feel like a work ethic is something that, you know, you kind of have too. If some people really enjoy working. It's just something that's ingrained in them, and it's just something that they like to do. It's regardless of how much money they had. So, you know, that's one thing to consider. But if you're not that person and you're given an opportunity to be taken care of, you know, it is what it is.
It is what it is.
Do we think that Vicky kind of looks back at that as kind of like a missed opportunity in her life, as she sees a lot of people that are taken care of or married well, or the husband just made more, and she was always the one that had to bring in the big money? Do you think that, I don't want to use the word jealous, because, you know, not everyone's jealous of everybody, but do you think that she kind of looks at that as kind of like, well, I never had that. I always had to take care of everybody.
Totally possible. 100% totally possible.
I agree.
Absolutely.
But at the same time, I don't think she would have it any other way.
I don't
disagree
with you on that either.
She likes the control and the power that comes from making the money.
Yeah.
And she's the kind of lady who would not just sit around the house and eat bonbons and be happy with doing that.
She's got that work ethic. She needs to be busy. Mm-hmm. She needs to be busy, and she needs to be in charge of something.
But it's sort
she
of like,
does always go so hard at the other ladies. So
But it's like the romanticizing thing. So even though she probably wouldn't have it any other way, she still probably dances with the notion of, well, I wonder if that would have been interesting for me.
Let's put it this way. Mm-hmm. Wouldn't we all like to work because we wanted to and not because we had to?
Touché.
I think, you know, I feel like that's probably the big delineating factor. It's like any of these women could work, but they could do stuff they wanted to do because they want to work. But everybody else in the world has to work because we have to work, you know? So it's like, that's an interesting, you know, aspect of it.
So Joseph Boza in chat just said, Vicky's Vicky's the only one who actually works. It seems like the other ladies were on Tamara's side because she spent $350. I think the other ladies are gold diggers. Sorry, it's harsh but true. I think for the rest of the ladies, the show is their paycheck.
Oh, that's true. They all are making hundreds of thousands of dollars just being on this show.
Do we know if they're all making hundreds of thousands of dollars?
I don't think they make hundreds.
It's been reported, I think at least a couple years ago, Tamara was getting $500,000, Vicky was getting $500,000. Don't quote me on that. I will go back and do my research, but they were both getting $500,000 for a while.
The originals, probably, yes. I think, like, Megan...
No. If she's getting 50, I'd be shocked. First season.
I thought she was making like 35.
Didn't Brandy? Yeah,
it's going down now for new people.
Well, yeah, no, I mean, Brandy's even said she made something wildly low for her first season.
And then she's like, gotta stir the drama to get this checkup.
That's right.
Yeah.
Right. But you know, this conversation in general, I did just want to say, kind of reminded me that I shouldn't be so judgy, and maybe this is something that's very individual to everyone, because my first thought always is, too, is like, oh, these women don't work, and their husbands all have these crazy jobs, and they must have married them for that reason, and whatever, but I think about my own situation, and that things change, and things are different, and even my husband and I have been together for 10 years, and there have been times when I've been working really hard and making all the money, and there's been times where it's completely the opposite of that, and you bet your butt when I can, I'm gonna stay home and work on my website and stuff like that, and instead of going out and standing behind a bar when I can.
Right.
But it's so, you know, I guess, but I would be the first one to be like, oh, anti-girl power, like, not, you know. Yeah, don't just sit around in the house eating bonbons, like, that's not good. So I guess this reminded me to not be a Vicky about it.
Yeah.
You know?
I can't relate at all. I've never been in a relationship. I gotta figure, I gotta do everything on my own. So I don't know if that's a real luxury those ladies have to walk into a pearl shop.
I mean, it truly is.
Yeah.
Which pearl should I acquire today?
Yeah. This one's only $350,000.
Oh, I don't think any were that much. At least we didn't see those. $350
Just 350.
Yeah, just 350.
Oh, okay.
I think the most we saw was like 49,000
for that necklace.
For the Heather.
Okay.
We'll call that model the Heather.
She should have got that necklace. It looks good on her.
It did look good on her.
What?
Looks beautiful.
She may have gotten you. She did.
I know.
I bet you, or she ordered it online when she got home. She didn't want to be all fancy pants in front of everyone, but I bet you she did.
She's like calling. Hey, I'd like to
put that on me.
Yeah. Deliver to the hotel, please.
Totally. Don't tell anybody.
On ice with my Chanel. Speaking of Heather, how much did we love her airport outfit? The girls were kind of razzing her. I was about it. I liked it.
And it was not that saucy. No. Come on.
Well, I thought she looked fierce. I loved it.
She looked fantastic.
I would have wore that.
Heck yes.
Well, I was really worried for Lizzie in that white outfit traveling like that. You're asking for it with moving bags and getting them in and out of planes in tight spaces.
She's not moving her bag.
Well, I know, that's true.
You're thinking of a different lady. No,
that was...
She's like, move my back.
Who am I kidding? She's lucky she's even on this trip.
Ooh.
She's not a housewife. She's not any part of it. I mean, she's the friend of the housewives.
We're going to see Megan pretty much say that to her next week. So.
Oh, good. See? I knew I liked Megan, yeah.
Right?
You know, I have to say, though, I feel as though Lizzie is adding an interesting element to these different scenarios because, you know, last year it was like lots of fireworks with her, and this season it's just very much like she's like lending the helpful ear at times and just sort of saying just enough to placate the situation and then they move on. I don't know. I just, like, I'm appreciating that. Whatever.
See,
she's giving me.
I need a total bitch on the show. And she's just too quiet.
And that's
quiet.
The thing. Don't we feel like kind of all the ladies are doing that sort of thing? It's like there's not really a lot of conflict this season, it seems like. It seems like really the ladies are kind of placating each other in different ways. Yeah, there's like a little tiff here or there, but it hasn't really been like a thing, you know?
No.
Well, and the drama that we have gotten has been very authentic. Mm-hmm. There's been a lot of accusations in the last few seasons of the lady self-producing and just straight up making things up. Mm-hmm. And this season, we're not getting any of that, I don't think. Mm-hmm. What we are seeing that's negative is definitely existing.
And also what we're seeing that's negative is among the two newer people.
Mm-hmm.
Our kind of original ladies are not really dishing up, you know, a lot of sass.
Yeah. No.
So,
What do you have over there? You look
USA. Everyone in chat is discussing all the salaries right now. Oh, it's okay. Very, well, how much it's very educational.
I know. Where are we at?
Well,
some information here.
They say that NeNe is the most most highly paid. $1 million last season.
I can't even with her.
And that wasn't even enough for her to come back.
But that Vicky is Andy's favorite housewife, and she was commanding $500,000, although Blue Violet said she may be getting $750,000 because she brought the Brooks storyline back into the hot seat. Thank you for that.
That would make sense.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if she was getting more.
Who knows? That's interesting. We need to get the real numbers. I know you know where to find this stuff.
We'll
get the Christy report, so give us that information. let's just chat real quick about the end of the episode where Vicky was kind of grilling. We mentioned it, but she was grilling Megan, and she was like, how come you're not in St. Louis all the time? I don't get it. And I think that Megan broke it down earlier in the episode where she said, look, I'm here because Jim's daughter is here. She's here for her mother. She can't take care of her. I think it's very easy to understand. I don't think there's any real, secret reason why she's not with Jim all the time. Now, I don't know why Jim isn't home more. I don't know his travel schedule, his business, but it just seems weird that she doesn't know what city he's in at different times. What do you think? Do you think it's shady?
Well, I definitely feel like it wouldn't work for me to not know my partner's itinerary. For Megan to be going around saying, like, I don't know anything. I don't know where he is. I don't know anything that's happening. Well, that does seem a little unusual. Like, I would definitely want to know, like, if you're on a plane, if it crashes and you die, will I know? Like, I want to know where you're going and what's happening. So that part is a little unusual to me. Maybe not every second of the day, but at least your travel itinerary of, like, where you're going.
So here's my thing. And, when Jim was here, he was very honest with us about the fact that he's getting kind of a funky edit, and I can only imagine that Megan she is getting some editing stuff, like when she was holding coffee and saying, I'm moving so much, and they're all like, no, you're not moving anything.
Definitely.
So clearly they're editing her in a specific way, and I find it hard to believe that she doesn't know. I'm sure she's looped into when things are booked or whatever it is. I'm sure she knows what's happening. I would be of the belief system that based on how their relationship operates, it would not work if there was not communication about where the other person was. I think it's how they're editing them. I really do. I'm sticking to that.
Could very well be.
Mm-hmm. Whatever anybody else says about that, I'm like, man, but it's my story. I'm sticking to it.
Christy, where do you stand with this?
Well, I was thinking.
Where do I stand on this?
Well, there are at least three other children that are of underage as well, that are much, much younger, that they just don't talk about on the show because they're not on the show. Mm-hmm. But I believe that one of them is Haley's sibling, so that would be the same mother. So it's more than just taking care of Haley, but she's been so adamant about that the entire time since she's met the ladies, and I really don't understand why Vicky doesn't get that. And I also think that production was really trying to plant a seed here with all this stuff. Oh, she doesn't know where he is, and she doesn't know what he's doing, and it was just a little bit too thrown at us where I thought, like, okay, you're really trying to give us something. Does that mean it's not there? Because, they really, all of a sudden I was like, oh my gosh, is he having an affair? What does she mean? She doesn't know who he's talking to. Like, no.
And honestly, they seemed to get off. I mean, they were drinking buddies in the first scene where we met Megan last season. So, in that respect, I thought, oh, they kind of have some, common ground a little bit, doing their drinks at the hoedown. And right now, I mean, Vicky's really not in a place anyhow to be commenting on someone else's relationship.
Right.
So I don't know. It's just...
No, and it was interesting, too, because I feel like they were kind of coming at Megan like she's still the girlfriend. I feel like that phrase
Tamara
was kind
straight
of
straight up said it. Yeah.
And the thing is, she's not the girlfriend. She's married to Jim now, and his kids are now her kids.
They did that a couple times.
Yes.
I know.
Yes, and the thing is,
Tamara said it, too.
Totally. Yep. Totally. And so that's the thing is, they can say anything they want about her in this new stepmother role to Jim's kids, but the bottom line is, she's the stepmother to his kids. Mm-hmm. So what kind of stepmother would she be if it were completely flipped and she said, I don't want anything to do with those kids.
Right. Go to St. Louis.
Get away. Go live with someone else. You're not living here.
Find a babysitter.
Find it, with your money. Buy them a caretaker or something. Whatever. Send them to boarding school or something horrific. Nobody would like that either. So here she is really stepping into the role of caretaking and taking on these kids as her own. And it's like she's still getting flack for it. That's a little unusual to me, too.
Elizabeth Glorbell in chat just said, Vicky's being deliberately obtuse to be mean. Oh, and I don't disagree with that. She's being
mean. I
don't
think so. I've seen her far worse. I don't know about
she's
that.
She's being a little mean, though. She's like,
she's usually just outrightly mean.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Well, let's, Christy, fill us in on what's coming up, what's going on with these ladies in the news and gossip.
News and gossip. Hello.
They've broken in. Everybody saw at the end of the episode, and I think this news has reached out now, that unfortunately Leanne, Haley's mother, has passed away about 5 days ago. Last week, she did succumb to cancer. Mm-hmm. So the family has lost her. Our condolences go to the family very much so. Mm-hmm. And Megan said that she is in constant contact with Haley and that everyone's sort of dealing with this in their own way. The way that Megan has chosen to deal with it, she has dyed her hair bright pink. It's sort of pink and purple and fun, and her justification was that she really related it to the Leanne situation and said, you know, life is short, and I just wanted to do it, so I just did it.
Okay.
So you can all see her in her brand new hot pink hair tonight on Watch What Happens Live. And we did get a little bit of an indication when Megan was here, I'm sure you guys remember her saying, Shannon is no longer speaking to her, that they were fine throughout the rest of the season, and then Shannon stopped talking to her. So Shannon gave an interview this week where she said her problem with Megan is that Megan is hitting below the belt in her commentary. So she has a problem with what Megan is saying in her interviews. She said it's just straight up hurtful and not true, that Megan's just trying to start drama with some of the comments that she's made. So that's Shannon's issue. Megan's response to that, which I love, I think this is so funny, she said, Shannon likes me. She doesn't think she likes me because of how emotional she is watching this stuff all back, but she likes me.
Okay.
I just thought that was actually kind of what we've become to expect from Megan. That was a very Megan response. And I kind of liked it. And I hope she's right.
Yeah.
Way to be direct.
Yeah.
Right? And not shady.
Yeah.
I think that's a very good answer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Good for her.
Yeah. So we've solved the mystery of what Shannon's issue is.
Mm-hmm. There we go.
Anything else?
I know.
That does it.
That was a lot of news.
Yeah, that was a lot. Now let's take a look forward and predict what's coming up.
Ooh. You're after Buzz TV.
Predictions. Well, I think, Grant, you may get to see your big bad B-word Lizzie next week.
Ooh.
Because it looks like Megan's going to sort of take her to task and kind of be like, why are you even here? I'm on the show. I'm a full-time cast member. Like, in so many ways, she's going to go there with Lizzie. And I think Lizzie's finally going to go, oh, wait, you know what? Maybe I do want to go hardcore. Maybe I do want to be a full-time cast member on their show again. And she's going to go for it.
Going to take it there.
Well, like the Countess, you know, you can be the second class player and then come right back on it. So, you know, maybe this will do the trick.
They keep the leashes short at Bravo.
They do. See what you got for us, ladies. Okay, well, that will be exciting to see.
Yes.
And I think, I don't know, I'm sure we're going to get just more of the painful Megan bashing on some level, and the what's going on with your relationship? I don't know. I feel like they have not ended that realm of discussion.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I don't.
Yeah, and you know, I don't know that it's really a prediction per se, but what I am very curious about and I want to know more about is the whole Vicky Brooks thing and the Brooks illness thing.
Yes.
So I'd be curious if, you know, already day one they're already jumping on each other about, you know, their personal relationships and do they work and this and that. So I'm sure, like, the Vicky Brooks thing is going to come up into conversation at some point soon.
Ooh.
Probably while they're on the trip. I very easily see Shannon bringing that up.
Yes.
So I would love to know.
Yeah.
I'm ready for that.
Or, you know, Megan's only going to take so much from Vicky before she turns it back around on her and says, hey, what's going on with your, with Brooke's fake cancer or whatever?
Yep.
You know, we know that even when they were here, Megan and Jim were still talking very questioningly about Brooke's cancer. So certainly at that time, they would be questioning it as well.
Well, I predict that we're going to see Vicky be more and more shady towards Megan. We talked about how she kind of welcomed Megan in easily, where in the past she always had this hazing order. And so I'm hoping that she is, you know, we'll bring that back because that's classic R-H-O-C.
Indeed.
I see Vicky put him through the paces.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, ladies, where can we find you in the world of social media to keep the conversation going?
I'm gonna dance while I tell y'all this. You can follow me on all platforms. It's at Christy Reports. And if you're a reality fan, which you are because you're watching the show, I know you love Total Divas. We had Eva Marie in studio last week, and you can check it out on AfterBuzzTV.com or ChristyReports.com. I appreciate it.
So exciting, Christy.
Right? I know. Whoa. It was fun.
I'm Allison Dean. You can find me everywhere at The Allison Dean, and in like 10 minutes on the Stewart's and Hamilton's after show, which should be quite fantastic. And on our YouTube show, Winos and Onesies.
That's right. And I'm Blake V. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Blake V Media, on YouTube on our Winos and Onesies show, of course. And you can also find me in 10 minutes on our Stewart's and Hamilton's after show.
Who knew?
Tune into that one. It's going to be fantastic.
You can find me over on Twitter at Grants_Rants. That'll do it for us for the Real Housewives of Orange County.
Thank you all.
See you next week.
Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff. We would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz see you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.